where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police and fire responded to a crash last evening where a car took out a fire hydrant, flooding a section of Michigan Avenue. It happened at around 6 o'clock in the evening near Blackwell Road. Michigan Avenue was down to one lane for a couple of hours while the scene was cleared. Further details, including injuries and charges, were not immediately available. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland is set to present the federal budget today. The Liberal government has already promised the document will include a housing plan to build 3.9 million homes by 2031, loans for child care centers, and a tax credit for firefighters. The budget is set to be tabled in the House of Commons at 4 this afternoon. Economists are predicting a slight rise in Canada's annual inflation rate to 2.9% when Stats Canada releases its findings for March later this morning due to a surge in gas and clothing prices. Inflation unexpectedly fell to 2.8% in February from 2.9% the month before. Lambton Shores has launched a sump pump disconnection and backwater valve installation grant program. The two subsidy streams offers up to $2,500. Director of Public Works Nick Verhoeven says, like many other areas, the municipality has been plagued by some intense rainstorms that have overwhelmed the sanitary sewer system.
We've experienced some pretty intense storms over the last few years. People have requested this kind of program. Some other local areas have done it, and we felt it was time to do that here in Lambton Shores.
$50,000 has been earmarked for the grant program this year. Verhoeven says staff will report back to council with details about program uptake to see what funding may be included in next year's budget. The Catholic School Board will highlight its new transition to work program during an open house this evening. Project Search provides students with disabilities opportunities to help them enter the workforce after high school. Principal of Special Education Jennifer Morrow says the program is being held in partnership with the YMCA and Goodwill Industries. She says they are unsure how many people will be interested in the program as registrations are still being accepted.
The more the merrier. We certainly want to spread the message and recruit as many students as we can. So the more parents we have in attendance or even teachers from any of our secondary schools, we're happy to have them join us.
The open house will be held from 6 until 7:30 tonight at the Jerry McCaw Center on Finch Drive. And with over 2 months still to go, a local children's charity is still in the top 10 of over 700 Canadian charities vying for extra funding in a global competition. Noel's Gift to Children is sitting at 7th place in the My Giving Circle contest. The top 10 Canadian not-for-profits with the most votes will get $9,000 apiece. To vote, visit mygivingcircle.org. Sunny today, a high of 17, increasing cloudiness tonight, periods of rain beginning after midnight with winds out of the east up to 50 kilometers an hour, a low of 7, temperature rising to 11 by morning. Periods of rain tomorrow, risk of some thunderstorm activity as well, windy with a high of 15, cloudy on Thursday, a high of 16.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.